Chapter 10 and Environmentalism for Information. Over the last 15 years, a group of scholars have finally persuaded economists to believe something non-economists find obvious. Behavioral economics shows that people do not act as economic theory predicts. But hold your cheers. This is not a vindication of folk wisdom over the pointy heads. The deviations from rational behavior are not the wonderful cornucopia of human motivations you might imagine. There are patterns. For example, we are systematically likely to overestimate chances of loss and underestimate chances of gain to rely on simplifying heuristics to frame problems even when those heuristics are contradicted by the facts. Some of the patterns are endearing, the supposedly irrational concerns for distributive equality that persist in all but the economically trained and the extreme right, for example. But most of them simply involve the mapping of cognitive bias. We can take advantage of those biases as those who sell us ludicrously expensive and irrational warranties on consumer goods do. Or we can correct for them like a pilot who is trained to rely on his instruments rather than his faulty perceptions when flying in a heavy cloud. This book has introduced you to the wonders and terrors of intellectual property law, the range wars of the internet age. There have been discussions of synthetic biology and musical sampling, digital locks and the hackers who break them, Jefferson and Macaulay, and the fight over video recorders. Now it is time to sum up. I would argue that the chapters in this book present evidence of another kind of cognitive bias, one that the behavioral economists have not yet identified. Call it the openness aversion. Cultural agoraphobia. We are systematically likely to undervalue the importance, viability, and productive power of open systems, open networks, and non-proprietary production.